Sonia Sotomayor pretty quiet in a public while she was waiting to talk behind closed doors on Capitol Hill. Four suspects in the New York terror plot face more charges, although some people think they should be released. Shocker, nuclear information posted on a website, and of course now a little bit of debris found, believed to be that of the Air France plane that went missing late on Sunday night. Sadly, 228 people would have perished in that flight. People panicked in Rio, people panicked in Paris, and it's looking obviously pretty grim. It's just a matter of making it completely official, but at least they found this debris, which could lead to the black box and ultimately maybe answer a few questions. And the latest attack blamed on Muslim conversion in Arkansas, very sad. Two young guys, both hit with a hail of bullets, one killed, a mere 23-year-old who just went through basic and is now going back to his family in a casket. In the meantime, the other guy, who was 18, sits in a hospital bed. So an awful, awful story there. And then the ACLU, baby, they poked their nose in like no other, right? No other group. So a lawyer for a Pennsylvania school district is saying it should be able to discipline, hey, a middle school kid for posing, or for posting rather, a photo of her principal on a website portraying him as a pedophile. Can you imagine taking a picture of a principal, throwing it on the website, and putting giant pedophile? So the Blue Mountain School District in Schuylkill County argued before a federal appeals court in Philly that the principal's career could have been damaged, of course. In the meantime, the ACLU is arguing that students enjoy free speech rights off campus that protect such parodies, even if they're vulgar. Is this not the blunder of the moment? Could the ACLU ever get involved with anything worth some kind of merit? So this poor guy gets thrown up on a social networking website, labeled as a pedophile, but the American Civil Liberties Union swoops in to say, well, hey, kids will be kids. It's off the campus. It's about parodies, baby. And I don't think anything should happen here. The ACLU lawyer told the three-judge panel that the parents, not schools, should be monitoring the behavior of students when they're not at school. Well, I agree with that. The parents should be monitoring what the kids are doing. But I think the kids should be punished for what happened with the MySpace. The kids should be for the MySpace parody of the principal. Because you have no idea, certainly, who sees that. As much as, you know, we all, at least many of the people who call this show, want to nail the pedophiles, because ultimately when so many are released from prison, we see that there's a repeat behavior. We know, we've talked to psychologists extensively here on America Tonight about it, to turn over every rock to make sure we're looking at it right. Well, imagine how devastating, seriously, that could be to have that guy up there. It is a big deal. If you put that on any social networking site. So give me a break. Right? And we had Pete St. Cyr on when this happened because he was there covering the story in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So we have a follow-up right here from the get-go this hour on America Tonight. Neighbors of the New Mexico mother who confessed to suffocating, remember this? Her three-year-old son, because she didn't want him to grow up with no one caring about him, said they could have helped if only the mom would have reached out to them. Many of them said that they would have helped. Ugh, sad story. And that's apparently a lot of the follow-up. That people saw that something wasn't right with Ty Toribia. And then ultimately what happens? He's buried in the playground, his mother suffocating him. She can't do enough jail time for me. They need to just completely throw her in prison and throw away the key. Because here's my thought. It goes back to the kid thing again. If you can't handle the child, there are people that can. There are places to take children. He was young. He was a toddler. If it was too much, if he was a quiet little boy, but she still couldn't handle it because she was partying and irresponsible and whatever, and that was the name of the game, then she should have given him up, right? She should have given him up. And it's too bad. Now, this is a case where it's too bad that a neighbor didn't make a phone call to try to help the little boy. You know, it's one of those, when do you say, okay, I'm getting involved? Because I think people bury their head in the sand, sadly. And sometimes where they should try to reach out and help someone, they're afraid to. They don't want to know. They don't want to know what's going on across the street. But sometimes if you you make that call, maybe you save someone's life. In this case, maybe one of those neighbors that felt so badly about the little boy, but they could see what was going on. If they had made a phone call, the Child Protective Services or somebody else, perhaps the kid wouldn't end up dead underneath the playground. Now, I think that the majority of people, again, would have seen that and would have tried to not process it because they didn't want to jump into the middle of this woman's life. And they didn't want to be the person that called somebody on her. But if they had, maybe the little quiet boy that people liked with a bright smile in the neighborhood would still be alive. So she's sitting in prison awaiting to see, you know, her fate, obviously, trial date set and all that sort of stuff. And the big follow-up is just that so many people in the neighborhood have now come forward to say, oof, geez, I did see some things that were a little strange. Maybe I could have done something. And how many of you would have jumped in that situation? If you heard, you know, loud music, I mean, so what? Lots of people play loud music. But you can tell there was wild, massive parties going on. She was neglecting him. Some of the neighbors said they saw that. Would you have jumped in? I mean, there's a good question. Would you be the person that would pick up the phone, make the call, and say something? I'm going to say I hope I would be the person that would do that, but I don't know. I don't know if I would I recognize that? So while the people feel guilty and say they could have stopped it or think they could have stopped it, would you really have seen that pattern enough that you would have essentially ratted her out to Child Protective Services? I'm going to say a lot of people wouldn't have done that. 800-259-5791. You can chime in on that or other things that we're talking about. 800-259-5791 or shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Around the bend, we're going to go to our email, tons of email, americatonight.net. That's where you have to go if you want to send us something. But any of the stuff that we talk about, frankly, on the show, feel free to reach out to us. I talked about earlier Obama seeing the chance to really reach out to the Muslim population. He's got a big speech scheduled for Cairo, and he's saying that the speech won't transform, you know, very real policy differences, but the idea is to open up the dialogue. I mean, it's a fair question to say. He's trying to outline the U.S. view on Middle East peace talks, Iran, the war in Afghanistan, the unrest in Pakistan, and all that sort of stuff. What is the takeaway for the people? What is he hoping the takeaway for the people will be who go to this speech? Will they not be anti-American and have a deeper respect for our country? Will many start to talk about the possibility of brokering some kind of a peace deal? I'm going to say it, you know, not to rain on his parade, but I said it before. I do not think we're going to have peace in the Middle East anytime soon, because you have to look at the extremism that you're dealing with there and the religious aspect of it. I think people forget that. It's not so much about, you know, hey, Sunni, Shia, Kurd, whatever. It is in a sense, because the religious aspect is so huge, but it's about trying to meld that together and live in peace and live in, hey, freedom of speech, baby. I don't think so. Not in some of the areas that we're talking about. I don't think so. In the meantime, and I mentioned this before, she had a very quiet demeanor when she was outside of what I'll call the ropes. When she was inside and she was behind closed doors talking to various senators, who knows what went on there. Obviously, she would have chatted them up, I'm assuming. But there was no chitter-chatter from Sotomayor when she faced the media. All you could hear was the clicking. In fact, Matt, can we play that? Here she was with Harry Reid. All you can hear, it's like she's posing for a swimsuit issue, and all you can hear is the clicking of the cameras. It's so annoying. And really, not that he said much, but listen to this.
We have the whole package here. Academically, I mean, I'm terribly impressed. Princeton, summa cum laude. We have Yale Law School, editor of Law Review. That's very impressive. A prosecutor, private practice, and now a judge for these many years. A trial judge for those many years, and now appellate judge. And so we could not have anyone better qualified than America identify us with. The underdog, and you've been an underdog many times in your life, but always being the top dog.
All right, so once again, it's about her credentials, and of course, that's fair, and that will be thrown out there, but the underdog. I think that ultimately, when it's all said and done at these Senate confirmation hearings, that's what it's going to be. The underdog woman, bootstrapping it up, boom, the empathy and all those other sort of things, although she was very quick, and there was a team of people, of course, prepping her for this. She's very quick to dismiss the, hey, boys, listen, I can hang with anyone. It's about the law. It's not about my personal values. It's not my personal beliefs. I say under those robes, there's personal beliefs that will eke out with any of them, absolutely any of them. Governor Schwarzenegger, I mentioned this briefly, but I didn't give you the meat of it, told a joint session of the legislature in Sacramento on Tuesday that there's going to have to be some big changes because we're facing $24 billion deficit-wise and a cash crisis that jeopardizes the ability to pay the day-to-day bills. That there's no question the government has to become effective and has to provide services for less. I love what he said, too. Arnold, with that accent, he cuts right to the point. Our wallet is empty, our bank is closed, our credit is dried up. Yeah. The appearance that he gave lasted 15 minutes, which is rare for Schwarzenegger. And this is 4 months after he agreed to a two-year budget package that was supposed to close a deficit of $42 billion through 2010. But it's the same that everybody else is facing. Declining tax revenue. Optimistic assumptions about the tax increases approved in February have reopened this horrible, massive wound. They are hemorrhaging big time. Think about this. Tax revenue has dropped 27% from last year. They're all the way back down to 2003 levels. Here's what I'll say to you. Has anybody noticed this? Driving around in Kentucky, Illinois, any of these places that we're on, Connecticut, are you starting to see those click it or ticket signs? I'm just going to give you a word of advice. I've never seen so many police in my life as I have seen in the last month. Don't go too heavy on the pedal and make sure you buckle up because I think they are looking for you. With the tax revenue that low, oh, write up everything and anything, baby. Everything. I would think. So in California, while their day of reckoning is absolutely upon them, because they still have more cutbacks, $5.2 billion in funding for public schools. Wow. 5,000 state workers cutting the pay of 200,000 others, eliminating welfare for 500,000 families. Terminating health coverage for 1 million low-income kids and closing 220 state parks. It's bleak. If you're going to visit California, now's the time because you probably could get some really sweet deals. I joke, but it's true because it sounds like California is going to be closed. Might be closed for the summer even. Wonder if this would apply. I guess it won't. The national parks have three different weekends, so pay attention for those of you who like to camp in Minnesota, in Texas, in California. There are three weekends at the national parks across the U.S. I looked them up to make sure I was right on this. June 20th and 21st, July 18th and 19th, August 15th and 16th. You know, 275 million people visit our national parks across the country. That's pretty good incentive if you're going to go to just wait, although I bet you a lot of people will do that, and it'll be crowded house once you get to your arrival destination. I'm just thinking, right? Just thinking. In the meantime, under the heading of, wow, what an odd couple, or maybe not, Kate Hudson and Alex Rodriguez. Has she been paying attention to what Alex Rodriguez is like? Apparently, she's gone to a bunch of Yankees games with him, even on the road, and taken her son with her. But they are, as they say in Hollywood gossip magazines like we care, an item. So how about that A-Rod, Matt? He gets around. He's now on to the rich and famous women, from Madonna to Kate Hudson. There's a big leap there.
Well, it's definitely a step up to go to Kate Hudson from Madonna.
Well, she's slightly younger. He's more you in his think? Ballpark. Yeah. And
he goes from dating his mom to maybe his little kid sister.
And that's what it would be like. I mean, I hate to say, but that's exactly what it would be like. They had the Kabbalah thing in common, but that was it. And Kate Hudson, she just likes athletes now. First Lance Armstrong, then him, then back to Owen Wilson. So it's perfect.
Yeah, after the whole Chris Robinson affair. So she's been, she's gotten to the musicians, the actors, and the athletes.
Right.
She's got the trifecta going on.
Yeah, she's got it covered, baby. She is covering all of her bases. It's a good way to travel, though, because you hook up with Lance Armstrong, there's a certain cachet to his name and things that you would have access to. Alex Rodriguez, obviously, you would have access to a baseball and some interesting places on the road. Before that, Chris Robinson, she would have the whole musician thing going on. So you're right. She is experiencing life from three different angles, and actually all seems pretty good. Coming up on the flip side, home sales. Did they rise or did they fall in April? We have the latest numbers. I think you're going to be surprised by what I tell you. That's next on ATN.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
All right, you don't have to pretend that everything's okay. This is good news. Pending home sales climbed for the third straight month. And why? Well, it's what you would assume, right? Low mortgage rates for a first-time home buyer, the tax credit. So the National Association of Realtors is saying, I was stunned by this, that based on contracts signed in April, it rose 6.7% from the March reading. So things are up. Housing affordability and at these crazy historic heights that we've seen. And the $8,000 first-time buyer tax credit is starting to actually make a dent in the market. So for the first-time buyers, they got to finalize their purchase by November to get the credit. And they think that they're going to see much more activity in the upcoming months. The Northeast, and this stunned me as well. Excuse me. Which is why I said I thought you would be surprised by this. The Northeast saw the greatest improvement, with 32.6% over the previous month. 32%? Wow, over 32%. Now, of course, because it's a small sample size, it can be a little bit off, but that's stunning to me. I mean, stunning. So is most of it foreclosure property, do you think? And also, what's going to happen with the auto workers? And they start hitting the unemployment line, how many houses get dumped out there? I don't know. But I'm thinking that they may be a little off. If those numbers are even halfway right, that's incredible. It's really the opposite of all the stuff that we've been, that we've been hearing. That kind of a jump. Anybody out there getting their first-time home right now, first-time home buyer? Sweet. I say this all the time with the gay issue. For Obama, I think they're trying to dance around, when I say the gay issue, gay marriage for one. Obviously, Obama in running said, know that he was for the Civil Union. So now he's being asked about that, and he's also being asked about Don't Ask. And, you know, there's a push on to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that Bill Clinton put into, you know, came up with in 93, which says that gay men and women can't serve openly in the military. So some people think if you get rid of that policy, it would be, some people think it would be a disaster. Others think it would open things up. I mean, really, are you going to have military folks marry to each other? You know, women and women and guys, I'm going to say no. I don't think it's going to open up that much to you. The answer is no, I don't think so. So the Don't Ask, Don't Tell for Obama in trying to lift that, I think, would be disastrous. And to try to work your way around the military and the rules of the military and somebody, a man who's married to another man, etc. Ooh, I shudder to think of having to deal with that. And wouldn't I like to be a fly on the wall if there was a conversation? I don't think so. So based now on what happened with the campaign, the president, as I said, favors civil unions but not marriage for gay couples. He promised to repeal the Don't Ask policy, where the federal government doesn't recognize the relationship between persons of the same sex as marriage. And remember, he called the Don't Ask, Don't Tell deal, he called it the Defense of Marriage. Now, what it is the Defense of Marriage Act. And in that one, it requires that the federal government not recognize that relationship between the persons of the same sex. And Obama has said a ton of times he thinks it's abhorrent and that Don't Ask is a counterproductive strategy that doesn't make us more safe. So what does that mean? What's he going to do at 4.5 months into the presidency? Because on anything, campaign promises on any of the gay issues, nothing's happened. Nothing's happened. Will they kill that Don't Ask, Don't Tell? Like I said, there's going to be a huge fight on that, a huge fight, to say the least. Okay, a couple of other things happening worth mentioning. I already talked about Sotomayor and the fact that she was out on the Hill. The Senate confirmation hearings will come up within a month. Bush is hoping she'll be confirmed by the fall. There's no guarantee something could come out of the woodwork by then, but she's probably seems self-assured in that sense, so maybe not. What drives a person to do some of the things that they do? This story from Washington State, a man is accused of having sex with his two dogs. He admitted to a superior court that he would be found guilty of cruelty to animals. 21 years old, sentenced to 30 days in jail, and he's restricted from owning animals for 2 years. Some people might say, what's the big deal? I think there is a big deal for that. So now do we have to have protective rights for animals? When I first read that, I thought I was misreading it. Matt, is that not the craziest thing? These two dogs, this guy, I think he doesn't want to touch that one. I think it's brutal. I think it's brutal.
Stay out of all animal affairs.
Normally I do too. But I think it's, again, I think it's terrible.
I don't want PETA coming after me.
If PETA comes after this little show that could, now that you've said that, I'm going to have to send them your way. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
You're going to have to run defense for me. That's all I'll say.
I'll do my best.
Time to, yeah, no kidding. Hey, it's time to head to the inbox as we've got a ton of email. I keep saying
you have
that.
Mail,
but
mistress.
yeah, in the past 6 months, it's really cranked up, and really in the past couple of weeks, a lot of you are emailing me. So let's hit the emails, heading to the inbox. Here's a couple of them anyway. This may help some of you because I got a note here from Emily, and she wanted to know, the other night we had on Curtis Weaver, and she asked, I've recently discovered your show, enjoyed immensely. Last night you had a chap on who spoke about commission sales as a career. I was interested in getting the book. He said he would send. For some reason, your audio links didn't work. All continue good fortune to you. That's nice, Emily, from Greenwich, Connecticut. What you have to do is CW was terrific on the air, and he talked about his whole life. He could sell anything, and he gave great tips on if you're stuck or even if you sell, things that you can do from cars to whatever. So he told everyone to go to ccweaver@gmail.com. ccweaver@gmail.com, and you can ask for that book, and he'll send it to you for free. Like I said, there are good tips in there, stories, that kind of stuff. I'm thinking it would be pretty much a motivational thing. All right, here's another one. Please play that song again. All I remember are two lines, but the whole thing was great. When can you take tomorrow, spend it all today? When can you take your money, tax it all away? Obama man can. And that's from Alan Richter. Thanks, Alan Richter. Matt, do you remember that, Obama man can? That was Tomas in Michigan actually did a rendition.
I'll have to find it somewhere. I think we have it, though, don't we?
I thought we had it, too, the Obama man can. It's a takeoff on the whole Candyman can.
Which is a good song. I like the original.
Yeah. I'm just thinking out loud. All right, here's one from Elmar Schmid, who says, thank you so very much for your great work. I am at Ron Paul for President. Ron Paul for President. Mm. All right, thanks for the email. I wonder if Ron Paul next time around will try to run again. He'll be someone that runs over and over again. There certainly was an audience for Ron Paul. There certainly were people that would have voted for him, I believe. This one is from Dennis McMahon, our attorney friend who listens to us on WVMT in Vermont. He says, the photos of North Korea remind me of the missile site photos displayed during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And we've been talking about that a ton with what's happened in North Korea. Now the possibility of even more, it just gets more and more brutal every day, doesn't it? Then you have to figure out the distance and if it's gonna, you know, if it's gonna affect you or possibly affect you or not. I mean, please give me a break. Japan is the most worried about North Korea. So is South Korea. And obviously, when you're talking about Iran, Israel is particularly sensitive about nukes and Israel. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to take you to some places that no one should ever go.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Reagan makes an appearance at the White House. Yeah, President Obama signed into law the Ronald Reagan Centennial Commission Act. Did you hear about this? She was there. What the act does is it creates a commission to plan the celebration of Reagan's 100th birthday in February of 2011. The First Lady apparently said that when the president signed the act, she kind of was a little stunned and said, "Oh, you're a lefty." So, yeah, he is left-handed. And it was just a funny comment if you think about it. Oh, you're a lefty. So anyway, the president spoke for a while saying that he understood that there are strong disagreements between parties and political adversaries, but that disagreements can be a source of conflict and bitterness, and that you had to keep your mind open, then that we're all, you know, basically Americans. I started to think about this. Nancy Reagan, I know this is radio, she looked pretty darn good. I don't know how old Nancy Reagan is at this point, but as the former first lady, in the 80s, she has really held up well over the years, and she talked about how gracious Michelle was and Barack Obama and all that other sort of stuff. You know, there are the Reagans, no matter if you didn't like Ronald Reagan or you completely were crazy about Ronald Reagan, very few people, I think it's safe to say, would dispute the love affair between the former president and Mrs. Reagan and how interesting and inspiring I think that, you know, seriously, that was. And I'd say, when you look at first ladies, and this is a great question, what ultimately is the role of the first lady? So much is always written and made about all kinds of things relating to them. What is their pet charity, their cause? What are they going to do? What are they spending their time doing? And in fact, there was an in-depth interview with Barack Obama on NBC tonight, and that's the portion that they're covering the next day, is talking more to, not, they're still talking to him, but they're talking to Michelle Obama and getting more of a sense of what her duty is as a first lady. And Nancy Reagan always seemed to hold up her end. You have a list of first ladies that did something or, you know, stood by their man, so to speak, and she would be at the top of the list. So they're going to celebrate Reagan's 100th birthday. Yep. Some people say, you know, some people say that the Reagan era was what has put us in the position that we're in now. I mean, I would disagree. I would say you go back to Clinton when you talk about, certainly when you talk about deficits and you talk about the debt situation, I think you go back to Clinton for that, not so much Reagan. I wouldn't pin a lot of this on Reagan. So now Obama has a plan. We'll see how that plan works out. A lot riding on GM, a lot riding on whether or not you and I would buy a GM car. If you answer that question yes, you've made thousands of people happy, including the standby facility that was supposed to close, but they're keeping it open in case things turn around. That's optimism, baby. Big time optimism. I mentioned the fact that, and somebody sent me an email, Lulu sent me an email saying, hey, what parks were you talking about? I just happened to catch the tail end of that. All parks, all national parks on the three weekends, completely free. Don't have to pay any kind of admittance fee, $5, $10, whatever it is. Summit's up to $25. So June 20th and 21st, July 18th and 19th, August 15th and 16th, free, baby, free weekends at the national parks. How about that? And then this was announced in L.A. Music fans who buy concert tickets during Live Aid's no service fee Wednesday might be surprised when they check their receipt and see some of the service fees were changed. Live Nation's announcement for the promotion and stories based on their news releases didn't mention anything, and I saw that about a this narrow definition of a service fee. Fans still had to pay for parking and all that sort of stuff, but man, how cheap is that? How cheap is that? And I think people will snap it up because the idea that you're getting a discount, there's something in our minds about a discount that makes such a huge difference when we're buying something, whether it's a reward card or, you know, the rewards cards and stuff you get back, or ultimately what, you know, whatever it is. There's something to get back, period, right? Something to get back. And we're going to get back to the business of quickly here talking about the Supreme Court nominee, Sonia Sotomayor. So much now really starting to be written about her decisions that a lot of people don't agree with and that many people agree with. It just depends on who you talk to. Flip a coin, any coin, and you'll get the same result. Heads I win, tails you lose. Just kidding. I think you figured that out. But she's serving again and again in Iraq, so there's something to that. She obviously, she's had many decisions, and only a few of them, rather, have been overturned by the Supreme Court. However, she had one that was extremely controversial out of Connecticut, where many people are listening to us, and it has to deal with three firefighters. And I'm wondering if this is ultimately where they're going to try to snag her. But decisions aside, I don't see this being a true sticking point for her. I think she sails through. I do. Whether she's quiet as she's waiting to talk to senators or not, whether you pick apart her Berkeley speech, whether you think she's a reverse racist, because of some of the personal things she said at, like, the speech at Berkeley. I think that Obama's pick is definitely, definitely in, and I don't think it changes the makeup of the court at all. So now you have Anita Hill, who was prominently featured in the whole Clarence Thomas deal. As she talked about, you know, the harassment she felt from Clarence Thomas, and she will forever be linked to the Senate confirmation hearings. In 91, she gave incredible testimony during those hearings for Thomas that forced a lot of women, they say, to stand up against sexual harassment. On the cusp of the Senate hearing for Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Hill is now a professor of law at Brandeis University, talked to a magazine about a former classmate of hers at Yale Law School and the legacy of her Senate judicial testimony all these years later. So she had some interesting things to say. She says that this is a person who has years of experience on the bench and has distinguished herself in private practice, absolutely, and has been a prosecutor, that she has unbelievable amounts of experience, and that she's got an exceptional mind. So obviously, Anita Hill saying this is a good choice. They were in law school together. She was in the class ahead of Anita Hill. And she said she knew her in law school, but she didn't follow her career closely, and they haven't been involved with each other socially in any way. But how interesting that there's actually even a link there. And one of the things Anita Hill was asked about is that, you know, what did she think of the idea of the things that she's been questioned about, like being a woman and a person of color? And she said she thinks it's a great choice, not simply because she's a Latina, but that she's acknowledged that as part of her identity. And see, that's where she gets into big trouble. Hey, if you found $300,000 just lying around and it happened to fall off of a Brinks truck, would you pick it up, call them, and be the Good Samaritan, or would you be tempted to keep some of it for yourself? Think about that when you get back to me at americatonight.net.